Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin Daf Chav Zayin. We will begin on Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, may we get if a shliach brings a get, vavar himanu, and he loses it. So says the Mishnah, motzel alter, if he finds the get immediately, the halach is kosher, that we could safely assume that the get he found is the get that was lost. However, in lav, if it took him a while to find that get, puzzle. And we'll explain much more in the Gemara why. However, says the Mishnah, Matz v'chafisa, or b'deluskuma, if he found the get in some sort of a package, imakiroi, and he recognizes the get, kosher. And there's a machlaikis how to understand this last din that our Mishnah just taught us. Some Rishonim explain that the Mishnah is teaching us two dinim. One din is, Matz v'chafisa or b'gluksuma, if the person found the get in the container that he had put it, and he recognizes that that's the container the get was in, that becomes a valid simon that he could accept. We could accept to say that that was the get. One din. Another din is the makiroi. If he recognizes the get itself, and he knows that that's the get that he was carrying, also kosher. So the Mishnah is teaching us a number of options how we could be comfortable in knowing that this was the original get. That's the way some Rishayim explain. However, there are other Mefarshim that explain the Gemara, the Mishnah, very differently. And they say the way to understand the Mishnah is that the only time we could accept the get to be considered the get that he actually brought is if he recognizes the get and recognizes the package that the get was brought in. So we need two requirements. Recognize the get, but getting are all pretty standard, so that's not good enough. So you have to recognize the get and also recognize the container in which it was in. A third shot that I saw is that the Mishnah is saying that you have to recognize the container because containers are unique, but getting aren't really that unique. As we've been learning, they're pretty standard. So recognizing the container will be a valid simon. Recognizing the get will not be a valid simon. So the Mefarshim ask the obvious question. If we're referring to a situation where the get was lost, and we now need to establish that that was indeed the get that was being carried all along, so we know, we go back to the first blot of the Masechta. Ein davar sheba'erva, pachas mishnayim. You always need two individuals to testify about a davar sheba'erva. So how could a shliach recognizing the get be adequate? So the Mefarshim explain, when we say Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachas Mishnayim means that we want to create a situation to establish a fact regarding Erva. We want to make a get, a kedushin, whatever. So the Torah teaches us that you need to have a minimum of two witnesses. Here we're not creating a situation. The get is a get. We just want to make sure that this is indeed the get that was being carried. That is not considered a situation of a Davar Sheba'erva that needs a minimum of two witnesses. Ask the Gemara of Reminu. So we ask, there's a Mishnah that says, a Masechta Baba Metzia, Matza Gitei Noshim. If somebody found a get, or Shechrurei Avodim, or he found a document, freeing an Eved Kanani, Daitaki. Daitaki means a document, we've discussed many times, Divrei Shchimira Kiksuvim K'mesurim Dami, which is a document indicating that a Shchimira said that this should be given to this individual. Matanus, a gift document, or shoivrim, a receipt, and we don't know who dropped it, is the halacha harezel oyachzer. We can't return it to either party to the document, shini oimer, because we have to be concerned, ksum hayu, that indeed they were written, v'nimel chaleim, shlai litnan. So let's just use our Gemara as the example. The Mishnah Masechta Baba Metzia, when it speaks about a get, says that if you recognize the get, somebody drops a get, we have to be concerned that the husband maybe wrote the get, but changed his mind and never gave it to the wife. And therefore, the halacha is that you can't just give it back to the wife. So the question that the Mefarshim ask is, why does the Gemara have to say that our concern is that the husband wrote it and changed his mind? Why don't we just say that he maybe never wrote it, maybe it was not his get? So the Mefarshim explained, if somebody writes a get, nobody's going to go write a get just on the outside chance, you know, I may get into a fight with my wife and want to divorce her. So if somebody wrote a get, we have to assume that he wanted to get divorced. Just what happened was, Baruch Hashem, he decided to get divorced, and then he changed his mind that they're going to try to have Shalom Bayis. So what is the implication of this Mishnah? Only because we don't know, both parties aren't agreeing to the veracity of the situation. Hama, Tanu, if, let's say, the husband were to agree that this get is a good get, yes, I gave it to her, so there's no disagreement, then the halach is, even if it's a long time after the get was lost, you could give it. But our Mishnah, we just said, taught us that it's only Lizman La'alter. Immediately, if it was found immediately, we could give it to her, but if it's Lizman Meruba, we can't. So how do we understand that Mishnah in light of our Mishnah? The Ramban asks a question. He says, before we go further in the Gemara is teaching us, based on the Mishnah Masechta Bava Metzia, that if both parties, let's say there's a halvah, let's say there's a loan, so if both the malva and the loiva agree that this, we're dealing with honest people, Baruch Hashem, that this document belongs to the malva, we would give it back to the malva. But, you know, it's not always the malva and the loiva that are parties to a document, as we've been discussing. There are lekuchas that many times are party, because if the loiva can't pay back, where do we go? We go to his lekuchas. So just because the malva and the loiva are agreeable, why is that enough? So the Ramban goes back to the point that we made when we learned the Mishnah. The point we made is that we're now referring here to a situation where we have nothing and we want to create something. We have a document. Now our only concern is that the document that we started off with. So it's a lot better than a normal situation, and therefore if the malva and the loiva are agreeable that this is indeed the document that they have, and it's honest that it belongs to the malva, we could give it back to him. So how do we reconcile the Mishnah of Metzia with our Mishnah? Amar Rava loy kasha. The Mishnah Sech, the Gittin, is referring to a place where there are a lot of people traveling. So since there are a lot of people traveling, we have to be concerned that this is not the document that is between these two individuals. Maybe with somebody else's document with the same names. But in a place where there aren't a lot of people traveling, so there's no reason to have such a concern, and therefore we can return it. However, he goes on to say, even in a place where there are a lot of travel going on, he says that's not going to be enough of a reason to have a concern. That has to be another factor in place. Not only is it a place where there's a lot of traveling going on, we also have people with the same name. So given those two realities, number one, there's a lot of travel. Number two, that we know that there are other people with these names, we have good reason to be concerned that this isn't the document that represents these two people, and therefore we don't give back. Then, if the get wasn't found immediately, will we not return it? So sort of the Rishonim ask a question. The Gemara says here, we just learned, that we need to have two rules to be fulfilled. There's travel and two people with the same name. So let's say we're talking about a get. What does it mean we have to have two people with the same name? Does it mean we have to have two men in town with the name Yosef and Shimon, and we don't think about the wives' names? Or, if we're concerned that maybe it was another couple, not this couple, we have to have two couples with the same name. So many Rishonim explain, and it's very sensible. Of course, if you have two men, but the two men are married to women not with the same name, so there's nothing to be worried about. Other Rishonim say that no, you don't have to have two men married to two women. As long as you have two men with the same name, that's already enough to be concerned. So the Shilti Gebayrim asks why. So they have the same name. But if their wives don't have the same name, what's the concern? So the Shilti Gebayrim explains. We have to look at the whole picture, he says. We are in a place with Shiaris Mitsuyas, where there's travel from the whole world. So that already, so to speak, sets the stage for a concern. So then, even though it's only the same name of the men, even though the wives don't have the same name, it's already enough to have a concern. Diloy Temahachi says, why must it be this way? That in order to have a concern that the Mishnah mentions, our Mishnah, you have to have these two rules applicable? Because otherwise, Diloy Temahachi, Kashad Rabba Rabba. Otherwise, we would have a contradiction in Rabba. Says the Gemara, Tehu gita d'shtak by dina d'Rav Huna. There was a get that was found in the bezdin of Rav Huna. Vavaksibe, and the get, the wording of the get was v'shivra masa. Shivra is the name of the city. Masa means the town. Darachs Narma. As we're going to learn, when you write a get, you don't just write the name of the city, you also write the name of the closest river. Amr Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said, Choshen l'shnei Shviri. We have to be concerned that maybe there's another town with Shviri. So maybe the get is not from this town, Shviri. It's from another town with that name. So I saw the Mefarshim ask a very lumdish shaila. They were in the city of Shviri, and they found a document, a get, that was written in this town. So now Rav Huna is concerned, maybe there's another town, who knows, somewhere off, that's considered, that has the same name Shviri. Why would we, even if it's true that there may be another town with the name Shviri, in Halacha there's a concept of Karav Arachik, if something is close or further, and we have to establish, did it come from the close-by place or the far-away place? We always say it came from the close-by place. So why over here are we going to say that there's another place, Shviri, and that place Shviri has, and this get came from Shviri. That's Rachik, and this is Karav. So don't we follow always Karav versus Rachik? So I saw a very nice teretz. Yes, if there's only two Shviris in the world, one is the Shviri that we're in, where we find the get, and there's another Shviri on the other side of the country. So how can we assume that it came from that city, not from this city? But let's say we're going to have a situation that there are 10 Shviris in the world. There are certain cities, when I said the Shia somewhere else, they said the very, very common name of a city in the United States is Bethlehem. There are a lot of states that have a Bethlehem. So it says Bethlehem. So it's not one Bethlehem, it's either in Bethlehem here or one other Bethlehem in the other place of the country. It could be 10 other Bethlehems. So it's not Rochik and Karif. There's also a concept of Roif, that there are a lot of other places besides this Shviri, or a lot of other places besides this name Bethlehem. And that's why Rav Huna was concerned. It says the Gemara, Vam Rav Huna, Chosh shen l'shnei Shviri, Vam le Rav Chizda, the Rabba. So Rav Chizda said to Rabba, Puk v'ayim ba, go out and investigate the halacha, the orta b'ayilach minach. Tonight, I'm going to try to get the answer to this question. And the Mefarshim debate how to understand, Some say that Rav Huna paskined that he was concerned, but now we wanted to get Rabbah's opinion. That's one approach. Another approach is that Rav Huna didn't want to paskin himself. He wanted to get Rabbah's opinion. So he said, says the Gemara, Nafak Dok V'ashkach. So Rabbah started to investigate the Shaila, the Tanan. The Mishnah says, another Mishnah, Masechta Baba Metzia. The Mishnah says, Kol Masa Bezdin, any document that was made in Bezdin, Hareza Yachsa. It's should be returned. If I find a document, I can return it. I could assume, let's say we find the simplest case, which is actually the case of the Gemara Masechta Baba Metzia. We find a shtar halva, we find a loan document in the street, we could give it back to the malva. And there's a very big machlokes rishonim, how to understand the loan document that was found. Some rishonim say that it was a loan document that was mekuyim, that was already certified. And there are other Rishayim that say that it's a loan document that was not certified. So I saw a very beautiful pshat. It's very negated to a lot of areas in Halacha. The Chazon Yecheskel says this pshat. What is this machlokes based on? The Rishayim that say that it was a non-certified document say that if it was a certified document, it's certainly an accurate document, and we should certainly give it back to the Malva. The ones that say that even if it was a certified document, say just because it's certified doesn't mean it should be given back to the Malva. What is the Machlokes based on? The Machlokes is based on when a Bezdin certifies a document. We just spoke about it as recently as yesterday. When a Bezdin is ma'asher a document, what are they certifying? Some say that they're just certifying that they're verifying the signatures. They're verifying that the signatures on this document are indeed the signatures of those individuals. Others say that the verification is not just limited to the signatures, but it's the verification of the entire document. So now we can very beautifully understand the machlokes. According to the Man D'Omer that says the verification isn't just the signature, it's the whole document. So of course, if the whole document was verified, then we wouldn't have a shaila to go back to the Malva. So it must be that we're talking about a document that wasn't verified, wasn't certified. The other Man D'Omer says that Ishur, verification, only speaks to the signature, has nothing to do with the body of the document. And therefore, even if it was verified, we have a shaila. So now the question is, now Rabbi makes his point. V'abeni dinad Rav Huna. Rav Huna's Bezdin is the Kamakam Shishyar Tsuyustami. It's a place where there's a lot of travel. As Machlokes Rishonim on this also. What does it mean that there's a lot of travel? Does it mean specifically Rav Huna's Bezdin? Because Rav Huna was the great Rav Huna, and a lot of people came to his Bezdin. Or does it not necessarily mean only Rav Huna's Bezdin? It means every Bezdin. A Bezdin is a public place where a lot of people come. The Kaposhet, even though it's a place that a lot of people come there, still the Mishnah Masechta B'Metzia teaches us, Yachsir, we could give the shtar back to the Malva. Alma, why? It's Shiaris Metzuyas. It must be, as Rava taught us, that Shiaris Metzuyas is not enough of a reason to be concerned that this is not the document. There has to be another factor in place. If besides that it's Shiaris Metzuyas, it's also a situation that we know that there are other people with this name, then in, we don't return it, Eloi, but if it isn't that way, we don't have to return it. Because just Shiaris Metzuyas alone is not going to be a concern. So I saw that the Shef Shemai, so we have here a Machloikis. The Machloikis here is Shiaris Metzuyas alone going to cause a reason for concern, or do we have to have two factors in place? Shiaris Metzuyas and Hochsegu Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon. So the Shef Shemai explains what is this Machloikis based on. He says very nicely. He says, what does a name in a shtar, a name in a get represent? If the name in a get represents something meaningful, so then the fact that you have Hochsegu Shnei Yosef Shimbir Achas, Shiaris Metzuyas is just going to be one against one. We have the name, and we have the name of the shtar versus the Shiaris Metzuyas. So we have to have two factors. They just cancel each other out. And that's why we also have to have Huchsuku besides Shiaris Metzuyas. But if the name in a shtar really doesn't mean that much, so then we, as soon as we have either just Shiaris Metzuyas, that will be enough to cause concern. Says the Gemara. Ovid Rabba Ovid Bahu Gita. Rabba acted in the following get. The shtakach be kitten be pemedisa that was found in the place of flax. And we'll explain this in a minute more. Kishmatse. According to his psak. What does that mean? Ike de amra. Some say it was betuchta heche de Torah kitna. It was in a place where flax is soaked. And we know that where flax is soaked, typically it doesn't have such a good smell. So many people aren't there. So afgav the huchsku, even though it was a place that there were two people with the same name, still, since Loshchichin Sherata, as we just explained, people wouldn't travel there. So that's why we don't have to be concerned that this document wasn't the document that we know was lost. Vikadamri, it's referring to the place Veduka the Mezabni Kutna. It's a place where the kitna, where the flax was sold. It was the marketplace. So it is a place, Shloi Huchsku, where we don't know that there are two people with the same name. However, the Shchichin Sheyoris, there are people that travel there. There's an interesting machlokes rishonim. According to Rabba, it's very clear. As you need to have two rules happen to be concerned. You have to have Shiaris Metzuyas, and you have to have Huchsuku, two people with the same name. According to the other opinion, what is going to be the din? Is it, many rishonim say, that as soon as you have one circumstance, whether you have Shiaris Metzuyas, a lot of travel, or whether you have Huchsuku, we already have a reason to be concerned. That's where most Rishonim learn. Other Rishonim say, if you have Shiaris Metzuyas, then you have to be concerned. Even if you only have that one reality. But let's say you have only Huchsuku, but not Shiaris Metzuyas, even that man d'amar will not be concerned. And I saw a very simple reason why. What's the concern? Let's say we have two people with identical names in the city, but it's not a city where people travel. So why are we concerned? That maybe it's not the get from this individual, it's the get from the other individual. So we have a very simple thing to do. Go ask. So that's why these Rishonim say, Shioris Mitzuyus alone is a concern, because we can't ask the whole world. But Hochsaku alone is not a concern, because it's a concern that could easily be overcome. Says the Gemara, Rav Zeir Rami Masnisa and Braisa. Rav Zeir has a kash between the Mishnah and our Braisa, or Mishani. And he answers it. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Tapra Omid, if somebody brings a get for Avani Mena, and he loses it, the halach is imotzla al to kosher. If he finds it immediately, it's kosher. Vimlav, but if it takes a longer time, posel. Vermini, there's a brisa that says, motzla get isha b'shuk, if somebody finds a get in the street, so the halach is, b'sban shabal moida. If both the husband and the wife agree that this is indeed a valid get, yachsel isha. So we can give the get back to the wife. However, ain't about moida. If the husband doesn't agree that this is the get, lo yachse. So we can't give the get back. So we're in a state of limbo, and therefore we don't give the get back lo lazeh, for lo lazeh. Habizman, what do we see? That what is this brisa teaching us? Bizman shabal moida. If the husband is agreeable that this get is a valid get that he gave to the wife, mis yachse lisha. Then you can't give it back to the wife. Afilu. Even if it's Lizman Meruba, even if it's a long time after the get was lost. Our Mishnah taught us that we only return it if it was found outer immediately. So I saw that the Mefarshim asked a question. Why can't we answer the Gemara with the following case? Why can't we consider this a Sfek Sfeika? What's the Sfek Sfeika? A suffix if the get was given to the wife, and this is legitimately hers, or not. And even if we'll say that he didn't give it to the wife originally, but he'll give it to her now. And now it's valid. So it's a Sfek Sfeika. And why can't we rely on that Sfek Sfeika to say that the get is a valid get? So most Mefarshim answer, and this is based on what we've been learning almost a whole Masechet already, that for a get to be valid, there has to be a real krisis, a total separation. To start relying on Sfek Sfeikas is not going to be a legitimate way of validating a get. Another teretz, a little in Hilchos Sfek Sfeika. For something to be considered a Sfek Sfeika, is both Sfeikas have to come about simultaneously at the same time. Here, the two Sfeikas aren't coming up at the same time. First, we have a Sfek, did he give the get then? And now, the second Sfek, maybe it'll be good because I gave it to her today. Those are two Sfeikas that didn't come at the same time. That's not considered a Sfek Sfeika. Another teretz that I saw is that when is something considered a Sfek Sfeika? When the Sfeikas come by themselves, you can't create a Sfek Sfeika and then say it's a Sfek Sfeika. What do we want to do here? Say either the get was always a good get, or if not, he's giving it to today. So by him giving it to today, we're creating the second Sfek. You can't go create a second Sfek and say, now I have a Sfek Sfeika. That isn't considered acceptable as a Sfek Sfeika. So now we have back to Kasha. This brisa seems to indicate that even if it's a long time after the get was found, you could give it back. Our Mishnah says only la'alter. And the answer, as we learned in Amar Aleph, is kam b'mok m'shishiyaras mitzuyas, kam b'mok m'shishiyaras mitzuyas. If they're found, fine. If they're not found, not fine. V'ikadamri, others say, again, hu shehuchsuku, hu delayla hedah. Besides that it's shiyaras mitzuyas, we also have to know that there are two people with the same name, and that's what Rabbi told us, that the only time we have a concern, as we learned on Amar Aleph, is you have two factors. Number one is Shiras Mitzuyas, and you also have two people with the same name. V'ikadamri, however, the Ikadamri says, Avgav D'loy Hichsuku, even if we don't have two people with the same name, as long as it's Shiras Mitzuyas, Loy Laheda, we can't give the get back, because Pliga the Rabbi. They don't agree with Rabbah. Because according to Rabbah, you only have a concern if you have both Huchsaku and Shiars Mitzuyas. So just to review for a moment what we've learned in today's shir. The Mishnah taught us you only give back the get if you find it l'alter, if you find it immediately. Rabbi quoted a Mishnah, Masechta Bava Metzia, that indicated differently. Rav Zeira quoted a Braisa that indicated differently. Says the Gemara, Bishlama, the Rabbi Loyamak Rav Zeira, Rabbi chose to ask the question from a Mishnah versus asking the question from a Braisa. Masnisen Aloyim Alelik Shuyi. We always prefer to ask a question from a Mishnah than from a Braisa. Because we know from throughout Shas, Mishnayis are always considered authoritative. Braises are not always considered authoritative. So if we have a kasha from a Mishnah, it's a much stronger question. However, ask the Gemara, Ela Rav Zeira, my Tamloya Makaraba, why did Rav Zeira prefer to ask a question from a Braisa versus asking a question from a Mishnah? Amalach, Miktani Imamatnu Naisnin, Vafilos Mamaruba. Let's review what we learned in the Mishnah, quoting the Mishnah, in Masechta Bava Metzia at the beginning of our Shir. The Mishnah says that if he finds these documents, he shouldn't return it. The Gemara, made a diuk, implied, but if he's agreeable, then you can give it back. Miktani, says Rav Zeira, im amatanu, noistam filas mamruba. The Mishnah doesn't say anywhere that if the husband or the loiva, whatever the situation is, agrees that this is a valid document, we could give it back no matter how long it was lost. Dilma, maybe the way to understand the Mishnah is, yes, Imam Tnu, if the husband, the loiva, agrees that this is a valid document, then Noisman, we can return it, but only to the Kaimelon, only like our Mishnah teaches us, we it's Lalter. So if that's the case, there's no steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa. They're both agreeing that you could give it back, but only Lalter, only if it was given back immediately. And of course, Rashi and the Rishonim say that if that's the case, that it's Lalter, and everybody's agreeable, what do I need a Mishnah for? But still, it's not a clear proof from the Mishnah. However, our Braisa clearly says that he was Moida. So if he was Moida, so why do I need to say that's Lalter? Obviously. So it must be that the Braisa is teaching us that even not La'alter, it could be returned. But if it's not La'alter, how do we reconcile that Braisa with the Mishnah? And the Gemara gave so far really two answers. One answer is that there's a difference of Shiaris Metsuyas. Then we have to be concerned. If Shiaris are not Metsuyas, we don't have to be concerned. And another, maybe it is or maybe it isn't, another answer, we also have to know if there are two people with the same name or not. Now the Gemara is going to give two more answers how to answer these theories. Rav Yirmiyama, Kigoyin da Amri Eidim Ma'olam Loi Chasamnu Ela Al Get Echad Shal Yosef B'Shimon. The halacha here is referring to a case where the Eidim tell us, the Mishnah Bava Metzia is referring to a situation where the Eidim say, this must be that document, because we never were Eidim on another get. Says the Gemara, Yehochim Ayla Memra, if everybody is agreeing, the husband, the wife, the Eidim, so what's the Shaila? Answers the Gemara, besides that the couple, the husband and the wife, have the same name, maybe also Eidim Kedim, that even the Eidim have the same name, that we don't have to be concerned for that. That's already highly unlikely, that you have two couples with the exact same name. And not only do the couples have the same name, but even the Eidim have the same name, that's already so unlikely that if the Eidim say we never signed another get with this, we never signed another get, then we don't have to be concerned. So the Machlokes Rishonim, what are the Eidim saying? Some Rishonim say that the Eidim are saying that we recognize these are our signature. That's enough. Other Rishonim say just recognizing their signature is not enough. They have to also be able to remember and verify that the get, what it says in the document, is what they are testifying to. And the truth of the matter is, and the Mefarshim asked this question, the opinion that says that just remembering your signature without remembering what it says, how could that be valid? If I don't remember anything besides my signature, I just can recognize my signature, is that going to be good enough? So I saw a very beautiful pshat. Of course, if there's a document that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and I'm signed to the document, And now I come in and say, I don't remember anything about Reuven and Shimon. But you know, that signature, that's my signature. I recognize that's my signature. That would not be good enough. That would not be good enough. However, a get is different than every other star. Why is a get different than every other star? Because what's the purpose of a document? The purpose of a document typically is a star raya. We all don't remember things. So this is the way we have written proof that a transaction took place. The purpose of a get is not to serve as a raya. The get, the Torah teaches us this, is what causes the termination in a marriage. It doesn't serve as a raya. So as long as when the Edom signed, it was a valid get, the fact that you bring the get to the Edom, I don't know how many years later, and they say, the signature is mine, but I don't remember that story, doesn't invalidate the get. Because the get only had to be good for that moment where they were separating and terminating the marriage. So it could well be that in all situations, for Edom to be able to say, I remember, you need to have the Edom clearly remember the story. Just recognizing the signature wouldn't be sufficient. But for a get, given that the nature of a get document is different than all other documents, just remembering the signature is enough. Another way of explaining this theorem is of Ashiyamik, going to the common neck of Yeshba Bitzad Ois Ploinus, where the Edom could give a simon, the Havalei Simon Muvik. It's not just a simon, but it's a very clear simon. That not just they're saying some sort of simon, they're saying there was a hole next to this specific letter. And as the Gemara says, V'dafk b'tzad ois aploinus, only when they say such a strong simon that there's a hole in the document right next to a certain letter, the havelei simon muvik, there it's a simon muvik, avel neke ba'alma, but if just saying there's a hole, but not being able to be more specific, that's not considered a simon muvik, loy, that won't be enough of a raya that the get is a good get, and it maybe isn't a different get. Why? What is this shaila based on? This is really mustechtabab mitzias soya. Besapkele, because the Gemara is discussing the shaila, if simonim, the rice of the rabbanon, if you have a simon that's not a simon muvik, does that help with the rice, or does it not help with the rice? And this Gemara is following the opinion that since we're dealing with a get, aishasish, you have to have a simon muvik. Although I saw a very interesting shaila that Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein discusses. It's a little connected to the Gemara we learned in the previous year. Many gittin that are written nowadays are not, the husband and wife don't appear in Bezdin together. The husband and wife, the husband is in one country, the wife is in another country, and they send the get from the country where the husband is to the country where the wife is. But what they do in such situations is that they make a simon in the get. So when Bezdin gets the get, they get along a letter with the get from the Bezdin that we made a hole next to a certain letter. And like that, they know it's indeed the get that was originally sent. This solves the problem how you could send the get through the mail from one country to the other. So I saw the following file that he discusses. A get was sent from one country to the other. Bezdin wrote that the get has a hole next to a certain letter. There's a letter attached to the get. But when they looked at the get, there was no hole. But we live in a time of telephones and faxes and emails. So they called up the original Bezdin, and they asked the Bezdin, you know, you wrote this letter along with the get, but there's no hole. So what's the story? So the Bezdin that wrote the get said, you know, we forgot to make the hole. So, and the Mekayim the get. They do, we go through the Kiyum process. So what's the Shaila? We went through the Kiyum process, there's no problem here. But it's Mechsi Kishikra. The get came along with a letter that says that there's supposed to be a hole, and there's no hole. So we have a Mechsi Kishikra. So he paskins, based on the end of the previous shiur that we learned yesterday, that we're not choishish for Mechsi Kishikra. That doesn't disqualify a document, and therefore the halach is that the get's a good get. Says the Gemara. Rabba v'bachana irchas legita v'medrasha. A get was lost in the Bay Medrash. Oma, is simona isle begavei. If I have a simon, fine. If you need a simon, I have a simon. Itfis ayin isle the gavei. Or if you need me to recognize that this is the get that I was carrying all along, I can recognize it. Adrua nearly. So based on him saying this statement, they gave it back. Amr, so they said, so now he said, Lo yodana, I don't know based on what the get was given back. Imishim simona hadrua. Is it because I said there's a simon? And we're of the opinion, because sava simonim deraisa, because simonim are good enough. Imishum tfiyas ayin. Or because I said I recognize it. But if that's the case, the dafket subim rabbonin. The halacha is that we only accept tfiyas ayin. If somebody comes in and says, I recognize this, we believe him, only if he's a Talmud Chacham. Aval inish ba'alma, everybody else loy. So there's a few points to make here. 3 points. One question is, why did Rava have to say both points? That it was both a simon and tfiyas ayin. Why did he say both? So I saw two turutzim to that kasha. One turutz is, the Gemara just teaching us that tfiyas ayin only works by a Talmud Chacham. So if Rava would have said that I recognize it, well, and you should accept what I'm saying based on my recognition, what was Rava saying? He was calling himself a Talmud Chacham. Nobody, it's not proper for you to call yourself a Talmud Chacham. So that's why he also said it was a simon. Another teretz is as follows. And this goes to the next question that I want to discuss. Why does a Talmud Chacham have a tfiyas ayin and I'm oretz not have a tfiyas ayin? So it's a very big machloikus. Very relevant laloch lemaisa. Some rishonim say that we're concerned that Amoritz is going to lie. A Talmud Chacham, we're not concerned is going to lie, obviously. Another teretz is, another approach, is that tfiyas ayin takes a certain talent, that you can recognize something, you can remember and recognize something. But Talmid Chacham have it, Amoratzim don't have it. What's the nafkamina? It's a very big nafkamina la'alocha. If the concern by an Amoritz that we don't trust his tvias ayin is because we're concerned he's going to lie, so in a situation that he has nothing to gain by lying, then we should trust his tvias ayin. But if the concept of tvias ayin is based simply on the Amoritz, if the concept of tvias ayin is based because we don't think the Amoritz has what it takes to have tvias ayin, then he's never trusted. Rava Babachana, the Mefarshim say, said the reason Amoritz is not trusted, because they're not organized enough to really recognize what they said. I mean, we're not going to consider them liars, they're just not organized enough. So Rava Babachana said, just because I'm a Talmud Chacham doesn't mean I'm organized. It doesn't mean that I can be trusted, that I recognize something. So he wanted to prove that he was an organized individual, and that he remembers everything. How did he prove it? He says, I even remember the simon in the get. Oh, you're such a talented person. You remember what you saw, then we could trust you to your sign. But now the question comes up. Again, it's not so much for today's shiur, just to mention it for a moment. The Gemara is saying, we're not so sure about a simon. If it's not a simon muvik, we can rely on it. All of us learned Masechta Baba Metzia, Perek Eli Metzias, that the Gemara says that if I find something in the street, and there's a simon, and the person comes to tell me that this is the, he gives me the simon, that it was what was in the item, I return it to him. Why? If simonim aren't so strong. So Mefarshim answer, when can't we rely on something? It's when Amoitz Mechaver Olav Araya. Let's say you're holding on to something, and I have a claim against it. So I have to have very strong proof that it belongs to me, not to you. When something is found in the street, when we have an Aveda, no one's a Muchsik in it. The person that picked it up says, it's not mine. We don't know whose it is. There we can rely on simonim. Other, Rav Shimon Shkop, the Shari Yosha says even deeper. He said the Torah says regarding somebody who finds a lost object, ad drosh achicha. What does ad drosh achicha mean? That the person who lost it comes and claims it, you should return it. So he says that the Torah is teaching us a special din, that even though normally, perhaps a simon is not good enough, simonim is only the rabbanim, you need a simon muvik. Here the Torah was mechadish, that a simon alone is enough for me to return it. Vimlav, if I didn't find it right away, it's possible. Tanya Rabbana, Ezu Shloi La'alta, what is immediately, what is not immediately? Rav Nesson, Oyma Shiyisha Kadei Shadava Shiyara V'tishra. If the get was lost for such a long time that another group of people could have come there and stayed there, then it's already considered too long. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what does Tishrei mean? Rashi says it just would have camped there. Tosfos says they also have to have eaten a meal, which is a longer shear. Rav Shimon Elozheimer, Kedei She'odam Oimed V'Roya, a person has to stand there that long to see that nobody else Shlo Avisham Adam. V'yesh Oimim Shlo Shah Adam Shom. Nobody was there in the interval, so there's no concern that another get wrapped there. Rabbi Oimer, Kedei Lichtav Es Get, the amount of time for another get to be written. Rabbi Yitzchak Oimer, Kedei L'Kroisach, not only to read it, but also to read it. Achein Oimer, no, the first man says to write it, the second man says to read it, and the Chayim Omrim, Kedei Lichtoiv Ul Kroisai, to read it and write it. So I saw that the Shah Mitzionim Balocha asks a question, a very simple question. He says, normally when we say a shir in Halocha, it's a uniform shir. A minute, 10 minutes, an hour, whatever. Here, Lichroisai is not uniform. He himself writes there. He says that in Europe, it usually you took 2 hours to write a get. In America, it takes a half an hour to write a get. So it's very not consistent. So how does the Gemara give a shear that's inconsistent? But if you think about it, the Gemara is even more difficult. If you tell me the shear is that nobody else was there, or nobody else was there for a while, so that's a proof that another get didn't fall. But what does it have to do with writing? What's the shear of writing? So I saw the Mefarshim explain. We're not concerned that a get wrapped. The concern, according to these mandam, is that the wife went and had a get written, colluded with witnesses, colluded with a cipher. The concern is not that people dropped it. And therefore, the shear is the amount of time to write a get. And therefore, you have to see how much time it would take that person to write the get. Rav Yitzchak, Vafilu Shah, says the Gemara, even if it took time, v'yesh b'simanim, midim alavim. The simon on the get, we could rely on that simon. Damri, if they said, as we learned earlier, Nakav Yeshva B'tzad Plainis, so we have a simon mavik, however, Ve'em Eidim Asimani Guf, you have to have a very clear simon. If they say the Amri Oruch V'Gutz, if they say that the document was a long document or a short document, that's not really a simon that you could rely on. Says the Gemara, Matzah Kush, Kosha B'Kis, B'Arniki, B'Tabas, it's in a pouch, Oshimatzah Ben Kalev, even if it was found in his home, I feel it was mamaruba kasha. Itma. Rav Yehuda Shmuel, halacha, how long is la'altar, shloi shah adam sham. The amount of time that nobody was there. Rabbi Babachana Amar Rav Yitzchak, halacha shloi ova adam sham. The amount of time that nobody else passed. Says the Gemara, they're not saying any new opinions. These are the opinions that we already learned in the Braisa before. So why doesn't he quote this man Omer that he agrees with him? Omar should say, I agree kaloch kamar. It wasn't clear which shita said what. So just saying names wouldn't be good enough. So you had to spell out exactly what they held. We learned in the Mishnah, matzah b'chafisa b'dalochskma, and they recognize it, then we return it. My chafisa, what is a chafisa? Omer, rabba b'bachana, chamas. It's a leather pouch. Chamas ketan, a small leather pouch. My deluchskma, talika desabi. It's a different type of pouch that they used to use to carry items in.